Smurfette's Friend. Today, Smurfette is wearing a new dress. She is hoping to get some compliments from the Smurfs.
Delicious,
Greedy says with his mouth full.
Absolutely delicious. It's my favorite cake.
Stunning, truly stunning,
Vanity says, admiring his reflection in the mirror. Lazy mumbles, opening one eye slightly.
I hate dresses, Grouchy mutters.
Smurfette is furious. No one is paying her any attention.
Oh, those Smurfs,
she growls, leaving the village. In the forest, two boys are laughing at their little sister, Laura.
She's playing at tea parties with her friends, fairies and elves,
one of the boys sniggers.
That's true. She believes in all those silly stories,
his younger brother adds. They laugh and walk away, leaving Laura alone.
Poor girl. Apparently they're all the same,
Smurfette says, emerging from the bushes.
Oh, who are you?
Laura cries.
A gnome?
No, a Smurfette.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you, and I really love your dress.
Clearly, the two girls understand each other very well. Laura and Smurfette decide to take a walk in the forest together, without telling the boys. Henry, the younger one, notices Smurfette a second before she disappears behind a bush. But he doesn't dare say anything about it to his brother. In the middle of a clearing, the two friends find an old cottage, which looks abandoned.
Let's Smurf a closer look,
Smurfette says.
It's so dirty,
Laura cries, opening the door.
I'm sure no one lives here. Let's clean this house up,
Smurfette suggests.
We'll Smurf it into our secret hiding place, where boys and Smurfs won't be allowed to enter.
But it turns out the house is not abandoned. When Laura and Smurfette are busy cleaning...